second hour of today's show and queue up a quick PSA, and then we'll be back to introduce more songs.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The Campus Mental Health Center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit a health center and be a healthier TERP.
All right, we're back. Valentine's Day show / guest-hosted show by Caitlin, my girlfriend. Up next, we have the first of a lot of Tom Waits covers. The back half of this playlist has a lot of Tom Waits covers. And I do not / did not grow up listening to a ton of his music. So it's been fun getting educated and listening to people who are maybe a little more melodic than him doing his songs. This is Oifo Donovan and Noam Pickle Knee's cover of Fish and Bird off of his 2011 album. It's originally from 2002's Alice. And then after that, we have a track from the great compilation album Broken Hearts and Dirty Windows, Songs of John Prine. This is volume 1 from 2010. It's Justin Vernon / Bon Iver's cover of Bruised Orange from the 1978 album of the same name originally. And then after that, because it's a Valentine's Day show, Ella Fitzgerald and her recording of the jazz standard My Funny Valentine was released in 1956. The piece is originally from the 1937 Rodgers and Hart musical Babes in Arms. Caitlin, do you have anything you want to say about these next few tracks?
Sure. I feel like I went through a big Tom Waits phase last year. He was one of my top artists, surprisingly. But I actually heard this version of Fish and Bird before I think I heard Tom Waits' original, and it's just a really beautiful arrangement. I don't really have much to say about Justin Vernon's cover of Bruised Orange, except for it, you know, it's hard to go wrong with Bon Iver. And for My Funny Valentine, I love Chet Baker, and I feel like I had to expand from his arrangements a little bit, and it's hard to go wrong with Ella Fitzgerald, so I chose that one.
Well said. All right, this is Fish and Bird. Thank you.
through the LA on a cold winter's morning to a church house just to shovel some snow.
Behold the way our fine feathered friend his virtue doth parade. Thou knowest not, my dim-witted friend, the picture thou hast made. Thy vacant brow and thy tousled hair conceal thy good intent. Thou noble, upright, truthful, sincere, and slightly dopey gent, you're my funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine. You make me smile with my mouth a little weak when you open it to speak. Are you smart? But don't change a hair for me, not if you care.
Was Ella Fitzgerald's version of My Funny Valentine from her 1956, record, Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Rodgers and Hart Songbook. I'm Emma, you're listening to Cover to Cover on WMUC-FM College Park. Up next, we have some more jazz and a track that's sort of bridging the gap between jazz and country, which I don't really think is that big as it seems sometimes, but first is a track that was on an album put out by Blue Note. They've done several really interesting cover tribute albums that pull contemporary artists and have them reinterpret jazz musicians' work. For 2025's Chet Baker Reimagined, this is Honan Ford's version of I Get Along Without You Very Well. The original was written by Hoagie Carmichael in 1939, and Chet Baker's version was released in 1956. We're going to follow that with a track by Willie Nelson. This is his version of Moonlight in Vermont from 1988 Stardust. This is the second state song on today's show. The piece was originally written and recorded in 1944 with Margaret Whiting initially singing it. And then after that, I have Sierra Farrell's cover of Years, which is like one of the best covers ever. It's so good. And she contributed her version of the 2020 original for a 2022 tribute album to John Anderson. I think I'm biased because I hadn't heard his before hers, but hers is just excellent. She does it great live. It's her song at this point. Thoughts?
I think Holden Ford's arrangement of I Get Along Without You Very Well is super mellow and very pleasing to the ear. I love Willie Nelson's whole album Stardust. It's basically covering jazz standards in his own unique country, mixing jazz kind of way. It was like a winter album for me a few years ago. I could listen to it on repeat. And yeah, I just, like Emma said, you know, Years, Sierra Farrell's cover of Years is just perfect. And yeah, that's about it.
All right. Holden Ford, I Get Along Without You Very Well.
I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except when soft rain falls and drips from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have. Except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy. What a fool am I to think my aching heart could kid the moon on what's in store. Could I fall once more? No, I guess I'll just stick to my never think of spring, for that would simply break my heart in two.
Pennies in a stream. Fallen leaves a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. I see finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside. Snow light in Vermont. Telegraph cables sing down the highway. Travel each bend and roll. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by lovely evening summer breeze, warbling off a mellow moonlight in Vermont. Telegraph cable sing down the highway, travel each bend and road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by lovely evening summer breeze, warbling of a mellow moonlight in Vermont. You and I and moonlight in Vermont.
Children have tomorrow.
That was Sierra Farrell with her cover of John Anderson's Years from 2022. I'm Emma. You're listening to Cover to Cover on WMUC-FM College Park. That's 90.5 on your dial, or wmuc.umd.edu in your browser. Up next, we have a track from Keith Jarrett and Charlie Hayden's album Jasmine from 2010. It's an instrumental version of Where Can I Go Without You, first recorded by Peggy Lee in 1953. And then after that, we have Crossing Muddy Waters, the A-side, to Bluegrass Trio I'm With Her's debut single from 2015. The original was released by John Hyatt in 2020. And then after that, another Tom Waits cover, the Eagles covered All 55 in 1974. The original song is from Waits' 1973 debut album. Caitlin, do you have any thoughts on these next few tracks?
I really love the album Jasmine with Keith Jarrett and Charlie Hayden. I think the piano and bass together is just a beautiful combo. So it's a chill album I could listen to anytime. Crossing Muddy Waters. I don't know. I think I just love I'm With Her. I think that my old bluegrass trio used to play this.
Oh.
And Old 55, I just love Tom Waits and can't go wrong with the Eagles. So I chose that one.
Yeah. All right. This is Keith Jarrett and Charlie Hayden. Where Can I Go Without You?
She lit out this morning like a rusty shot in a hollow sky. She left me without a warning. Sooner than the dogs could bark, faster than the sun rose, down to the banks in an old mule car. She took a flatboat across the shallows, left me in my tears to drown. She left her baby daughter. Now the river's wide and deep and brown. She's crossed some muddy water. Standing in the fields, be rotten come November, and a bitter heart will not reveal the spring that love remembers. When that sweet brown girl of mine, hair black as a raven, we broke the bread and drank the wine from a jug that she'd been saving. She left me in my tears. She left a baby daughter. Now the river is wide and deep and brown. She's crossing muddy waters. Big oak tree is groaning in a rush of wind and a river of song. I can hear my true love moaning, crying for a baby child, and crying for her husband, and crying for that river wide to take her from her love.
Stars. I had to be on my way. Now the cars are all passing me, the trucks are all flashing me. I'm headed home from your place. And now the sun's coming up. I'm riding with Lady Luck. Freeway cars and trucks. Stars begin. To my old 55, as I pulled away slowly, feeling so holy, God knows I was feeling alive.
That was the Eagles with their cover of Old 55, originally by Tom Waits, released a year earlier in 1973. I'm Emma. You're listening to Cover to Cover on WMUC-FM College Park. It's 90.5 on your dial, or wmuc.umd.edu in your browser. Up next on our Valentine's Day show is a track from the 2017 tribute album Gentle Giants, the songs of Don Williams. This is a cover of a cover, in a way. The Townes Van Zandt original, If I Needed You, is from 1972. Don Williams and Emmylou Harris covered the track in 1981, and Amanda Shires and Jason Isbell covered their rendition for this album. It's a great song. I mean, I think anybody doing this song, it's gonna be good. After that is another cover single that I love. Maple Glider covered Shania Twain's You're Still the One and released it as a single in 2023. The original is from 1997. And then after that, I'm so excited to play this because I was telling Kate, I was informed of the existence of a covers album of American Football's debut 1999 last fall, and I haven't gotten a chance to play anything from it yet. This is Iron and Wine's acoustic version of Never Meant from the Math Rock?
Yeah. Midwest Emo,
their debut 1999 album. It's so fun. I'm so glad that you put it on here. Do you have anything you want to say about these next three?
Well, I'm a big Jason Isbell fan. I was trying to find people covering his music, which was pretty tough. But I thought, you know, you can't go wrong with the Townes cover, so it's a really great arrangement. And yeah, I was like the biggest American Football fan back in my undergrad. So, yeah, Iron and Wine really does a great job with this cover of Never Meant.
Awesome. This is If I Needed You.
Thank you.
forward to ease my pain. And if you needed me, I would call you, I would swim the sea for to ease your pain.
Well, the night's forlorn, and the morning's born, and the morn.
I showed her how to lay her lily hand in mine. Who could ill agree? She's a sight to see and a treasure for the poor to find. If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the sea for to ease your pain.
Still going strong. just forget everything said, everything we did, best friends, and better halves. Goodbyes, the autumn nights when we realized we were falling out of. Was never